Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Pride Month. 5 days into Pride Month, huh? What have you done to celebrate? Taking your prep? You getting prepped up? Even the lesbians, just take it for solidarity. If you don't know what prep is, hi, straights. How are you doing? Welcome to the podcast. It is Gay Pride Month. It's my favorite month because you get to hear... weird straight people who have issues with gays really vocalize it. And I find that very entertaining. I'm also all for the gays, obviously. I'm great that we have a month, blah, blah, blah. It's great. Rainbows are ugly. Sorry, I'm one of those gays, by the way. JoJo Siwa, take everything off. And not in a sexual way. I mean, in a rainbow. Everything she wears is a rainbow. Take it all off, JoJo. Put on some flannel. Get it together. She'll be cool if she starts wearing flannel, for sure. But she's in her Disney adult rainbow phase. That is not a phase. That's really who she is. And it makes me sad. But this is kind of like Pride parades are for JoJo Siwa, you know. But it's a good month because, you know, the uncomfy straights come out and they say things like, where's our month? We need a straight Pride parade. Y'all get a gay Pride parade. You little twinks up on floats. Where's ours? I want a straight pride parade. And I always say a straight pride parade is just NASCAR, baby. You want to go to a straight pride parade, go to a NASCAR race. There you go. I don't know if I'll be doing anything special to celebrate gay pride because every month for me is gay pride. What am I going to do differently this month? I don't drink. I don't party. I watch Drag Race alone at home like a good gay. I might do some poppers while watching a WNBA game. I might do that. But I don't know. I may be going to see a WNBA game live in Los Angeles. I'm not sure if I'm going to go, but I think I've been invited. The LA Sparks, I know nothing about them. All the women are 7 feet tall, I'm assuming, and none of them can dunk. What are we doing? I think Shaq recommended that we lower the hoop in WNBA games, and not by a lot. I'm not saying that they need to be like, you know, little tyke hoops. They don't need to be 3 feet off the ground, but maybe just a little inches lower so that we, like, women can dunk. Like, I think dunking is a very fun part of the game, and you don't really get to see it in WNBA games, and just lower the hoop a little. Or put the women on stilts. Put Caitlin Clark in a set of stilts. And let her hobble up there and dunk. I want to see that. I don't know what I'll be doing for Gay Pride. Probably not much. I did try to go to one Gay Pride parade in my life. I've only been to one. I'm a bad gay. Sorry. It's just not what I do. But I went to one Pride parade in Orlando, Florida, I think in my mid-20s. I went with another bad gay. His name's Akeem Woods. He's a comic. We both just aren't... We're in the outskirts, you know? It's overstimulating those pride parades. We walked up and down, I think, a gay pride parade festivity for, 2 minutes. And then we went to a Panera Bread and sat there and just wrote jokes. As comics do. You know, when you're a comic, it's like you're a comic first and then, you know, you're a gay second. And maybe a sexual assaulter third. Huh? Maybe you like to Snapchat teens. What's in the news this week, huh? We got a lot going on. Let me just run over my tour dates real quick. I added some shows. Minneapolis will be added soon if you're out there, so keep your eyes open for that one. All tickets are at heathershawcomedy.com. I'll be in D.C. and Richmond next week. I'm very excited. D.C., Washington, baby. And Richmond, Virginia. So come out to those shows. And then later on this month, I'm only going to talk about this month's shows. Later on in this month, I will be in Greenville, South Carolina, and then Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's go, baby. But DC, I'm excited to see. I heard there's some good vegan restaurants. We'll see. You know, I don't know what that is. Is a vegan restaurant just babies in DC? Do they just eat babies? All right, let's talk about politicians. Trump has been found guilty. I don't know if you've been living under a rock. If you aren't aware about Trump being found guilty on all 34 counts, then you'd make a great jury member on Casey Anthony's murder trial. Holy shit, you know nothing. Where have you been? Yeah, it's interesting. The guy's guilty. Here's my thing. I'm just like, what? And now what? This is my thought process. I'm not bummed out about Trump being found guilty. I'm just like, okay, but now what? Like, what is now what happens? Because so he's a felon. He's a convicted felon. That doesn't stop him from running for fucking president of the United States. So really, now what? Felons can't vote, but there's no rule or law that says they can't run for president. Nobody checked on that one. They were like, yeah, no, felons definitely can't vote, but they'd never even, you know why? Because they never thought a felon would ever run for president. They were like, that's never going to happen. We're living in America. We take ourselves seriously here. So there's nothing stopping him from running for president. So I really don't know. Now what? Could he go to prison? Maybe. I mean, he's never been convicted of crimes before, but he did have a lot of gag orders during this trial, so that could look bad for him. I don't really know if he's going to go to prison. And then what is it for? Up to 4 years? I don't even know. I don't think he's going to go to prison. He'll get fined heavily, is my guess. And then he'll run. And I'm getting a little worried. Not that I really care. This election is such a joke. But if you look at the numbers, I mean, if you just want to go off of TikTok, TikTok is a very good indicator of like what is popular and what is the mainstream and the mainstream that matters think about, because nobody's turning to Facebook for their opinions on anything. If we want to go to Facebook for anything, it's to see what a mentally ill person looks like. You don't go to Facebook to get your news. Everything on there is an AI fabricated picture and headline. Your aunt is, you know, yelling about how she got robbed on a cruise she took. The ticket was $14 and the little Bahamian kids took everything we owned. You know, you don't really go to Instagram. Instagram's kind of just a vanity project for people. You know, it's very creator heavy. I'm on there. I have to be on Instagram. I'm posting almost every day on Instagram because, you know, I'm a content creator, comedian. But if you're just a normal person, I don't know if you're really using Instagram that much. Maybe the Reels. I think Reels are kind of used by dorks. But TikTok, I think, is where you really look at, like, what's the mainstream and kind of the youth and kind of, like, what's really going on. And the numbers don't lie over there. Joe Biden's got about 366,000 followers, I believe, on TikTok. And he's been on there for quite some time. Not him. No, Biden's not posting on TikTok. You know, can you imagine him posting something? It would just be a picture of his ankles while he's sitting on the toilet. Ah, oh, Jack. Oh, Jack, that's a big shit. But Trump joined TikTok. Trump's people joined TikTok again. Trump's not posting on TikTok. And he's already up to like 5 million followers. So that to me is indicative of, like, I'm not saying follower counts mean like whoever's got the more followers is going to win the election. It's just like, you know, Trump's people are very loyal. They're like dogs. They're very loyal to their owner. And they'll do anything for the guy. And nothing will deter their love for Trump. And that's dangerous. You know, Biden doesn't have ride or buys, you know, as I call them. He doesn't have any of that. And I don't think any politician should have ride or dies. I mean, really, nobody should be loving a politician the same way they would a gay icon like RuPaul. I mean, Trumpers love Donald Trump. They would kill their children for 5 minutes in a room with Donald Trump, just to look at him and say, I love you, Jesus. So it's creepy. And so, I don't know, it's a little bit of a cult. And so it feels like, I mean, man, his donation site crashed right after being found guilty of on 34 counts, right after being a convicted felon, his donation site crashed. I mean, these people are brainwashed. Trumpers are brainwashed, and it's fine. It's fun. To me, it's fun. You know, this is entertainment to me. They're not scary. They're just loud and weird. They're just loud weirdos, you know? They're like if you know, furries. You ever see a furry out in public? It's unsettling. That's like seeing a Trumper out in public. And they're bold about it. You're like, why are you dressed like a squirrel out in public, dude? You should be taking this. This should be in your basement. You should just be uploading anonymous videos to YouTube in this suit. Why are you yelling about Trump? They're bold. They're brainwashed, and they're broke. You know, bold, brainwashed, and broke. Those are the Trumpers. But, you know, do I think Trump has a shot at winning? Yeah, because of his rabid fan base. You know, he's got the Swifties on his side, not the actual ones. But that's, I mean, as fervent as the Swifties are for Taylor Swift, Trump's got that. He's got that version in his political powerhouse. So we'll see. It's a little unsettling. I'm more excited about the debates. I think that'll be fun. You know, a convicted felon and a dementia patient. What could go wrong? It would be funny if Trump just shanks Biden. We'll see. It's a cult. I mean, at this point, you can't deny it. I don't even think Trump believes his own bullshit, but, you know, he's got a cult going. It's pretty impressive. It's the first political cult. Other than the military. It's really impressive. Speaking of cults, I just finished the documentary on Netflix. It's called 7M, Dancing for the Devil. The 7M bullshit dancing TikTok cult bullshit. It's no lady who drinks silver and turns blue. I'll give, you know, it's not that. What was that one? Mother of God or some shit? Where the lady was just drinking silver and was an alcoholic. And convinced everybody that she was Mother God. Mother God, that's what it was called. This is another documentary. This is on Netflix. Sometimes documentaries on Netflix are really, really bad. It's like 5 minutes of information spread out over, you know, a three-part series. So it takes you 3 hours to just learn, you know, what you could have learned reading one page. A one-page article. But this documentary was interesting because essentially it was this Korean guy. I forget his name. I don't really care. I'm over the cults. Can I just say it? I've lost my sympathy for cult members. I've seen so many documentaries about cults now where I'm just like, you guys are dumb. I'm sorry that you had a weird childhood, but like a lot of people had weird childhoods and they didn't fucking join a cult. And you know, it's hard for me to be sympathetic. And this one, I was really couldn't be sympathetic because it was a bunch of fucking dancers from LA, like the perfect people to convince to join a fucking cult. Like the guy wasn't setting out and saying this is a cult join, but like he didn't have to do much work. He just had to talk about like God loves you and I love money and let's combine those. And also your family is awful. So cut yourself off from them. And the dancers did it. The dancers believed it. It was a bunch of non-religious dancers that bought into not wanting to burn in hell. And this Korean, I love it because this Korean American grifted a shit ton of like vapid LA dancers. It's kind of impressive. I don't feel that bad. I also don't like TikTok dancers. I mean, they're great dancers. But, you know, it's just, it's a weird thing to admit that you fell into this kind of cult. And that's probably why some of the members haven't left yet. It's still going on. It's still going on. Some of the members are crumpers, which sounds like, you know, crazy Trumpers, but it's just a dance move. Crumping is like a dance style. I think it was like early 2000s, mid 2000s that it became popular. I don't even fucking know. It's a horrible name for a dance. Yeah, you want to crump? Let's crump, bitch. Some crumpers got involved in it, which is like, yeah, that checks out. It's just hard for me to care at this point. And like there's one of the main TikTok dancers who got sucked into the cult. Like she has families that her family really cares about her. Her sister and her mom and her dad like are not stopping at anything to get her back. And so it's not like she came from this broken household and like I don't know. It's just hard for me to care. And I kind of am rooting for the Korean American who's grifting money off of these like, you know, dancers. It's fun. If you're going to prey on anybody, make sure it's somebody who's crumping. he convinced them to give them like 50% of their income monthly. 50%. They're content creators and they have a shit ton of views, and like they're like signed to his like talent management agency called 7M, but he also runs a church. Every cult comes down to God, money, and sexual assault. This guy's also sexually assaulting women within the management or church. That's all every cult is. You know? And that goes for the Catholic Church, Christianity, like all of it. It's just God, money, and sexual assault. That's every fucking cult. That rhymed. I should be a poet. But that really is all it comes down to. And once again, this little dancing, it's so gay. And I can say that. It's my month. It is so gay, this cult. Like, the two most embarrassing cults to get sucked into are the one where the guy is like, I run a talent management for dancers on TikTok. And also, God rules. Give me half of your earnings monthly. And they do it because they don't want to burn in hell. That's embarrassing. And then also just the lady who convinces you she's God while drinking all day and getting fucked up on shrooms and drinking silver. Like, I'm sorry, if you fall into either of those cults, you deserve to be brainwashed. You weren't going to make it out in the world. I'm sorry. I love my fiance. If she roped me into a cult and said, look, you need to follow Jesus, you're going to burn in hell, I would be like, let me burn, bitch. And also, we got to break up. I can't do this. I don't know. Am I losing my empathy? Did I ever have it? I think I'm just done with caring about people in cult, especially in 2024. This cult isn't like this long running cult. This cult's like, these people joined it in like 2021. Like, get a grip. Grow up. Read a book. Watch a fucking HBO documentary. You'll learn about cults. It's not that hard. It's very interesting stuff, but also not interesting at all. Do you know what I mean? The Netflix documentary was, I think, like 3 episodes, maybe. It went quick enough. And by the end, I was like, okay, nothing happened. The guy got like, I think he got a civil lawsuit, but no charges were against him. Even for the sexual assault. Sexual assault's very hard to prove, especially older instances, older cases of sexual assault. If somebody assaults you 10 years ago and you go to the cops, they're going to laugh in your face, spit at you, and then shoot you in the face. They're going to do all three of that at once. Laugh, spit, shoot. And then they'll ask questions after. They'll shoot you in the face and go, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say through the spool of the blood you're spitting out onto my boots can and will be held against you. Yeah, it's just, I don't really care. I also am just like, that's probably a best case scenario for some dancers, is they just join a community where they feel loved by God. Not a lot of dancers are successful. One of the dancers, he did leave the cult and he was on tour with Beyonce. So maybe God's love is not what you need, you know? Maybe burning in hell will get you a good spot on a Beyonce tour. I mean, that's what they want you to believe with, like, selling your soul to the devil, you know? Check it out if you want. It was a breezy documentary. It's kind of goofy. Hard to feel sorry for them. The guy's a creep. Every cult leader's a creep. And my whole thing is, look, if you can get people to follow you and believe this stupid bullshit about, you know, burning, if you can convince people that burning in hell is a thing, is a real thing, and that they should be worried about it on this fucking earth. We're burning in hell every day. Especially in America. Who gives a fuck about the afterlife? If you can convince people, especially like hot dancers, if you can convince them to care about burning in hell and then convince them to give you 50% of their monthly income, then you deserve to be a cult leader. I'm sorry. If you can do that, you deserve the money, dude. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to fall into a cult, and I certainly wouldn't be able to lead one. I couldn't take it seriously. You know, this guy's talking about, amen, hallelujah. I would be giggling and laughing too much. I could never fake it to be a cult leader. I saw another documentary. This is the heavy on the things I've seen episode, but I got to tell you about these things. I'm not really seeing, I saw some of the TikTok dancer stuff, but I didn't hear anything about this one. The Nick Carter documentary, the Nick and Aaron Carter documentary. First of all, who asked for this? Are we getting desperate or what? We said, let's not, we're done putting money into original TV shows with scripts and production. Let's just start talking about members of boy bands and how awful they were 30 years ago. This documentary, it's on HBO Max, HBO MaxiPad. It's called Fallen Idols. Fallen fucking Idols. It's essentially about Nick Carter. It's heavy on the look how much of an asshole Nick Carter is. They touch on Aaron Carter, but Aaron Carter was never an idol. I'm sorry. Aaron Carter was a pop star in the womb. He was a fetus and was a pop star. And then by the time he reached like 6 years old, he was done. He was washed up. I'm exaggerating here, but you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time Aaron Carter was 16, he was literally like washed up, which is so depressing. So I wouldn't say that Aaron Carter was an idol per se. He was like in the periphery of an idol, which Nick Carter, was he even an idol? I don't know. I was an NSYNCer my whole life. I was a big NSYNCer, you know, and I think NSYNC was the right group to, as a tween, a millennial tween, NSYNC was the right group to root for. It was majority gay guys. You had Justin Timberlake, who's kind of a douche, but you all need one douche, right? The Backstreet Boys have Nick Carter. NSYNC has Justin Timberlake. But NSYNC had more gays. They have two gays. Definitely Lance Bass, and I think JC Chazet is gay, allegedly. Then you had the Goofies. Joey Fat One and Chris Kirkpatrick. Chris Kirkpatrick was rocking dreads in 1997. That's fun. White guy from like Idaho rocking dreads. Love it. And then Joey Fat One. And he was fun and unproblematic. And I honestly would leave my drink unattended around Joey Fatone any day. What's he going to steal? My meal? So I was an NSYNCer. So I never fucking cared about Backstreet Boys. They weren't, to me, they were icky. They were like, ew. They looked older, like men. They looked like 30-year-old men. And they were like, you know, am I sexual? And they're all just yelling at each other about how sexual they are. I was out. I was like, this is too gay even for me. We need to take away our month after seeing the Backstreet Boys. But the documentary is essentially just a hit piece on Nick Carter, and rightfully so. Women have come forward and said when they were either underage or, you know, 18, Nick Carter forced himself on them. This woman, when she was 15, she was just getting plied with alcohol by Nick Carter and just doing things that she did not consent to. It's a lot of like of that thing of like rape comes in all shapes and sizes and forms. And it's not just some stranger pinning you down and assaulting you. It's also like somebody, you know, like Nick Carter, a family friend who's giving you shots of Everclear and you're 15 years old and things get hazy. And then, you know, you wake up and you're naked. You know, it's like that kind of shit. It's like dirty and dark. And he's also just not a good guy. It seems like he may have, I forgot about, him abusing Paris Hilton, allegedly. He's just kind of a giant douche monster, but also he was probably molested by Lou Pearlman. He probably definitely had Lou Pearlman's dick in his mouth on multiple occasions. So like, you know, the cycle continues kind of thing. It just doesn't seem like a good guy. Came from a really shitty family. The Carters came from horrific parents that didn't give a fuck about them. You don't say. Both your kids are child stars before they can fucking have a deep voice. Their balls haven't dropped yet and they're famous. You don't say their parents are pieces of shit, huh? Awful people. The whole family's kind of trashy. You know, I always talk about how certain celebrities, if they had never gotten rich and famous, they would totally be like kind of in a trailer park somewhere. That's the Carter family. Who else is like that? Taryn Manning. Love Taryn Manning so much. She's so entertaining, but like she plays Pensatucky in Orange is the New Black a little too well. It's like she was just showing up and just talking. They were like, you didn't even say any lines yet, Taryn. She's like, let me just do me. I feel this. Taryn's one of them. Who else is kind of like a white trash? Jamie Presley, who was on My Name is Earl. She's like white trash Margot Robbie. You know, she's like Margot Robbie's cousin who like would just walk the mile and in gym class. Britney Spears, obviously, is one. The Hogan family. The Hogan family. You know what it is? It's Floridians. Okay. The Hogan family and Nick Carter's family, they're all like, they all like lived in Florida. Like, Florida breeds trash. And I can say that. I was a very long resident of Florida. I can speak personally. If you don't watch out, Florida will turn you into white trash. You just wake up one day and you're just wearing a wife beater. And no, I'm not going to call it a PC term. It's a wife beater. Let's calm down. You're going to wake up in a wife beater with like a dip in your mouth. Not even Zin. It's not cool. It's just like loose dip, you know, and holding meth. You're just going to hold. Sometimes you just wake up in Florida. If you're a longtime resident, you're just holding meth. It's so weird. And it turns out it's just bath salts. But they're just a trashy family. And I do feel so bad for Aaron Carter. I don't know much about Aaron Carter. I loved Aaron Carter when I was fucking nine. You know, I think we were the same age. I think Aaron Carter and I are the same age, or he was the same age as me. But he just seemed like a sweet boy and who had a shitty fucking family, had no support. And, when that happens, you turn to drugs. I don't know the conspiracies about him being silenced, because he was going off towards the end of his life. He was going off on Instagram Live. He had tattoos on his face. It was hard to take him seriously. It's really easy to discredit somebody when they're on drugs and they have face tattoos, but they're going off. And he was on Instagram Live saying like, yeah, Nick's a fucking rapist, blah, blah, blah. He was going off. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, this guy's, he's not doing well. He's doing whippets in his Florida bathtub. But there may have been, you know, some truth to what he was saying. It's just, unfortunately, it's hard to take somebody who's under the influence with face tattoos seriously, you know? But he was probably speaking some truth. And however he died, whether that was, not fishy or suspicious, if it was just him. Here's the thing. Pop stars, what is it with, like, famous people who love to hop in a bath while doing drugs? Can they stop doing that? What is it with famous people going, I'm fucked up, I got to get in a body of water? You know what I mean? I have got to roll around in some puddles, baby. You'd think you'd want to stay on land if you're fucked up. I mean, I used to drink a shit ton. I never once was like, let me get in a jacuzzi, see if I can survive. Matthew Perry, Aaron Carter, Whitney Houston. Stay, you know, if you're a fucked up person, if you're on drugs, I'm not judging you, but just please keep the bathtub dry. Close that bathroom door. Don't go in there until the morning. And even then, maybe just turn off the water in your house while you're doing drugs. We don't need you drowning. It's a little fishy. But check out the documentary if you want. I would recommend it. I thought it was going to be really bad. I thought it was going to be kind of hokey and not well produced. And it was actually really well made. And I didn't really know. There were a lot of things about Nick Carter that I had forgotten about. Because why would I remember anything about Nick Carter being famous, kind of famous in his 20s, in mid-20s? Like when they showed him dating Paris Hilton, I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But like, I forget about everything that happened in 2006. Why would I fucking care? And then they had super fans of Backstreet Boys coming on and being like, I don't believe anything those women say about Nick. Nick would never do that. Of course, you know, like these crazy women. These women are like in their mid-30s and they're defending a boy band pop star from the early 2000s, late 90s. Get a life. No wonder they're not going to believe that. Dude, if I stopped listening to NSYNC the minute I got my period, the minute I inserted a tampon, it was no longer cool to listen to Bye Bye Bye. You know what I mean? I cannot imagine growing up and being a diehard fan of a fucking boy band. That's insane behavior. That's unhinged. You know, sometimes serial killers, I'm like, I can kind of see where they were coming from. I cannot see where a Backstreet Boy super fan is coming from in their fucking 40s. These women were just like, yeah, I believe Nick. I'm a BSB-er. It's like, grow up. You have three kids. You've been through two marriages. How are you still clinging to the Backstreet Boys? Like, it's fun for nostalgia, I guess. But like, who's earnestly listening to them or caring about them at all? Wild. I mean, every once in a while I see a video of Lance Bass and I'll go, oh yeah, the gay guy. He's still out there, huh? Good. Good for him. Oh, man. Is anybody, you never hear people freaking out over 98 degrees. That'd be a fun one. Is there just like, is there one super fan of 98 degrees left? And it's not even like a Nick Lachey super fan. It's like, who are the other members of 98 degrees? So I can reference this and make it funny. Can you imagine? Okay, the members of 98 Degrees were Nick Lachey, Jeff Timmons, Justin Jeffrey, and Drew Lachey. Can you imagine being a 98 Degrees super fan and being like, I love Jeff Timmons. I'm a Timmons head. Shiver me Timmons. JT for life, not Justin Timberlake, Jeff fucking Timmons. 98 degrees, baby. That's how what I want my pussy temperature to be when Timmons is inside of me. I can't imagine. There can't be one 98 degrees super fan. My God, I forgot about their music. They have a lot of songs that nobody listened to. Give me just one night. Uno noche. Remember that one? Good Lord. I feel bad for anybody that's a super fan of even One Direction, it'd be real weird. And they're like the most recent boy band. If anybody was like, I'm a One Directioner, I would just call the cops. Okay, this next news story I'm very excited to talk about because it's so fucking batshit crazy. To me, it is. A lovable, maybe murderer, Alec Baldwin. You're not going to believe this. I haven't heard about any of this. This just came out this afternoon. Maybe that's why. Alec and Hilaria Baldwin. Hilaria. The woman who says she's, what does she say? She's from Spain. Where does Hilaria Boston, not Boston, Baldwin say she's from? She's from Boston. She's for sure from Boston. But she says she's from Spain. Right? Is that right? Yes. Okay. So she claims she's from Spain. She's really from Boston. So that's just a fun little side quest there. Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin are inviting viewers into their chaotic home for a reality series airing on TLC from the network that brought you My 400,000-Pound Sisters. I pay my bills, Amy. My bills are paid. TLC. What the fuck else is on TLC? Toddlers and Tiaras. Tight toddlers and tight tiaras. You're going to want to watch this if you can't go to a playground alone legally. They're having a reality show on TLC. They couldn't even get E. Even E was like, yeah, we're good. No streaming services, no streaming platforms. They had to go to TLC. Is TLC the one that has My Strange Addiction where people are just eating the insulation of their house? You ever see that where it's like some big fat lady and she's like, I'm addicted to eating my couch cushion. I love my couch cushion. I call it my couch kitchen. And she's just digging her hand into her couch cushion and eating the stuffing. That's TLC. God, what a fucking channel. Alec and Hilaria announced the show. The working title is, this is clever, The Baldwins. That's good. It's kind of like the Kardashians, but, you know, instead of getting somebody off on murder, this guy might be going to jail for murder. That took too long of a joke. I'm sorry. So this show would follow their, and I didn't know they had this many children. They have, they're seven children. Did you know that Alec and Hilaria have seven children together? I did not know this. They have seven fucking children together. Alec Baldwin is like 87. They have seven kids. The oldest kid in this picture, and I'm not good with kids' ages, but this kid has to be under 10. I mean, four of these kids can't walk. And it's not because they have physical disabilities. It's because they're fucking 2 years old. There's like four that definitely just learned how to walk. There's like one that maybe 11, 12. I think the oldest kid is probably 12. And that would make sense because they've been together for like 12 years. They have seven fucking kids. What the fuck? I also love that Alec Baldwin is just forgetting about Ireland Baldwin. Remember he had Ireland Baldwin with Kim Basinger. I don't know how to say your name. I'm sorry, I'm ignorant. Kim Basinger. That sounds right. The mom in 8 Mile. Ireland Baldwin, I like that he's just for, he's like, well, let's do it over. I'll have seven kids and forget about that one. And she's like really cool. I see her on, she's got a TikTok account. She seems so fucking down to earth and like chill for having Alec Baldwin as your fucking dad. And we all know the voicemail bullshit that went on. It's not surprising. But God, that's got to be such a mind fuck for your dad to just have seven other children being like, by the way, you have seven half siblings and I'm going to pretend you don't exist. You're too old. Ew, you can legally drive and vote. You're not my daughter. I forgot about you. She's incredibly well-grounded, at least on TikTok from what I see. I don't know her personally, but I like when her TikToks pop up. She's really chill. She has a baby, a newborn. She's starting her own family. She's got a boyfriend or a husband. They're like, they're living a peaceful life, I think, out on the West Coast. I don't think it's like in California. I think they're in like the Pacific Northwest. It's really chill. And I'm like so happy for Ireland Baldwin because, God, what a nightmare to have Alec Baldwin make seven of half siblings for you and just forget about you. I don't think they're close. It doesn't seem like they're close. But God, does anybody want to watch this? We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy. Wouldn't it be funny if Alec Baldwin just shoots one of his kids by accident? Oh, fuck the armorer. This gun shouldn't have been loaded. Why was there a gun in the kitchen? Shut the fuck up. We're down to six, Hilaria. Time to pop out another one. Bury that one in the backyard like a dead hamster. We'll figure it out. The Baldwins on TLC. I mean, it's going to be... I cannot wait for this show to come out. Do we believe that Alec Baldwin is present in any of these kids' lives? Do we think if you lined up these kids, number 1 through 7, and said, all right, gun to your head, Alec, your own gun, and it is loaded. Name each one of those kids' name. What are their names? I don't think he would be able to tell you. I think he would just go, one of, not Ireland. Ah, fuck. Thing one, thing two, thing not Spanish, thing you. I don't fucking know. That's not Hailey Bieber, is that? Fuck. Where's Justin? Like, I just don't think, like, he knows those kids. I don't think, I mean, it's insane. And then the mom is just running around with a fake Spanish accent, even though she's from fucking Boston. You know, I think she sounds like if you watch Good Will Hunting in Spanish, that's what she's trying to pull off. It's really weird. How about them helpers? Isn't anybody asking for this is my question. He's got a trial coming up in July. I hope they film that. I hope he takes all of his soccer team to the trial. Your Honor, how could I have murdered people? I have seven children. And one more out there that's an adult, so she doesn't count. Per TLC, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin have been making headlines since they were married 12 years ago. All for bad things, by the way. No one's like, that Alec and Hilaria, what a great couple. It's like, did that guy kill that woman? And is that lady faking an accent in her entire origin story? In this TLC follow doc series, that's what they call it. I got to get some water. These Baldwins make me parched. No mouth farts this episode. I'm really proud of myself. Alec and Hilaria invite viewers into the home they share with their seven growing kids. Maybe six by the end of this season. Every season a kid gets shot. It'll be seven seasons long. For the first time, they're opening up their family lives and bringing everyone in to join in the nonstop love, laughter, and drama. Who is asking for this? This is like a sad, even sadder version of the Kardashians, the Baldwins. Who is the other actor family that tried to make the Kardashians? It was it the Bradshaws? The Bradshaw Bunch or some shit? I think that was a show on E that, yeah, the Bradshaw Bunch. Two seasons, I think they're done. Terry Bradshaw and his gaggle of white blondes. Boring. At least for the Kardashians, their dad got O.J. Simpson off. That's fun. So Alec Baldwin is awaiting a jury trial for his manslaughter indictment in relation to the death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hitchens, as we talked about before on this podcast. He faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted. He's going to be like Trump. He's not going to go to fucking prison. They're going to settle out of court or some shit. I don't know. Well, he's going to trial, so I don't know if you can. I'm dumb. Baldwin's lawyers sought to throw out the indictment, but the judge rejected each argument for dismissal. Yeah, I just don't think we give a fuck about your 7 kids, Alec. I didn't even know you had 7. Why do you have 7, Alec? You barely raised one. When she was 13, you called her a thoughtless pig on a voicemail for the entire world to see, and you said, "I got this. Let's do this 7 more times. Give me 7 more chances." Very weird stuff. Hollywood is gross. Okay, let's get into ads, baby. Lucy, Lucy, Lucy Brown. Lucy! That's my new unapproved theme song for Lucy Brown. It is my favorite coffee shop, the queer-owned Sarah Brown of Lucy Brown Coffee, co-owner, but mainly the main owner in my heart. Queer-owned, local. Small business, a woman-owned business. What more could you want? And if you love coffee, then they've got you fucking covered. This is the best fucking coffee ever. I love them so much. They are based in Lexington, Kentucky, but they are offering, and they have been offering, coffee subscriptions to anyone, anywhere, wherever, whenever, Shakira style. All you got to do is go to the website. You can enjoy the coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Are you kidding me? And this is Pride Month. So if you don't take part in their coffee subscription, then you're homophobic. What do you think about that? Prove you're not homophobic. Lucy Brown has a coffee subscription. It's fucking great. I have the coffee subscription through Lucy Brown. I'm not lying to you. I love it. I don't care what you say. I get the best flavors. Every month, I get different roasts, and it's sent straight to my door. I love it so much. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website. You get coffee beans, like I said, from different and exciting roasters, sent straight to your door. You can be lazy during Gay Pride Month. You don't have to go to parade. Don't have to go out for coffee. Have the coffee come to you, you know? Starting at just $20 a month. That's nothing. All you got to do is visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. And see, you follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up. And then if you use the code HeatherShawsKidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Again, I love their coffee. Every month with the subscription, I get different styles, different beans. It's not the same roaster every month, which is really fun because, you know, you sign up for a subscription, you kind of got the same thing every month, but this is different. You're still getting coffee, though, I promise. It's not like you order and sometimes you get a bag of marbles. It's really good coffee. It's really, really good coffee. It's coffee that from places I'd never heard of, roasters I've never heard of. So if you're a coffee fan, if you're into that, if you drink it a lot or a little, or you're just looking to spice up your life with some good coffee, check out lucybrowncoffee.com. We love them. Stay gay, Lucy. The Other Autism Podcast. Have you ever wondered if you might be autistic, or maybe you were recently diagnosed and now you're trying to understand autism and your place in the autistic community? Well, The Other Autism Podcast is here to help. Each episode, your host, Kristen, brings you interviews with autistic folks who were diagnosed as adults. We hear what it was like for them going undiagnosed for most of their lives and how they came to terms with their autistic identities later on. I'm filming this at night. I'm going to start filming this podcast early in the day because my brain is beat. Thinking about the Baldwins, my brain is beat. Maybe I have autism. The Other Autism Podcast also covers the latest in autism research and topics at the forefront of autistic culture and scholarship. If you are autistic or wondering if you might be, the answer already is yes, you are. If you're wondering, the answer is yes. It's kind of like herpes. Do I have it? No, girl, if you're asking, yeah, you do. The Other Autism Podcast helps you to feel more informed and less alone. You can find The Other Autism Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, The Other Autism Podcast, and thank you, Lucy Brown, for being sponsors of the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, hit me up, heathershawcomedy@gmail.com. If you want to just yell at my face, heathershawcomedy@gmail.com. If you want to tell me a city to go perform in, heathershawcomedy@gmail.com. All right. The back nine of the podcast. What are we going to talk about? I was thinking about a podcast idea, and it wouldn't be me because I'm sober, but I wish somebody had a podcast where every episode they were under the influence of something of a different substance, and then you had to guess. I think that would make for a great listening experience. But like, it was still a structured podcast, but they were definitely under the influence every episode of a different drug or substance. I mean, some episodes would be better than others. You know, the cocaine episode would be fucking awesome. It might be a little annoying to hear. Maybe the Adderall episode would be good. The heroin episode would be boring. It would sound like a podcast hosted by mimes. You know, there wouldn't be a lot of talking. There'd be a lot of nodding out, but that's, you know, part of the fun. What else? Meth would be a little rambly. Somebody would just be taking apart their microwave. Meth would be a good one if they wanted to do like a true crime story. They could be on meth. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody take this idea, please. I can't do it. I'm sober. I'm Kentucky sober. You know, I just do ketamine. Straight from the horse's mouth. I don't know. That's just an idea. If anybody's an addict out there or likes to do different substances, do a podcast. Every episode you're on something else. It's a fun listening experience. The acid one, that'd be fucking a 7-hour podcast. Just giggling. I'd hate it. I probably wouldn't listen, but I'll do an ad read for the podcast. It could be called Under the Influencer. Huh? All right. I don't know. Shiloh is dropping Pitt from her name. Shiloh Jolie. Great name. Shiloh Jolie is the bio child. I think there's a couple of them. Talk about seven kids. Angelina Jolie. Holy shit. If Alec Baldwin and Angelina Jolie got together, they'd have fucking, you know, a graduating high school class. Shiloh Jolie is the bio child of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I've always wondered if the adopted kids kind of resent the bio kids because they got the best genes in the fucking world. I know the adopted kids got like adopted from like really shitty, you know, orphanages, essentially. I think they were all adopted out of orphanages in struggling countries, in struggling areas. And, you know, God love, God's not real, but God loved Angelina Jolie for doing that. But you got to wonder if they look at the bio kids like, fuck you. I know I came from nothing in an orphanage, but you just hit the motherfucking jackpot with genes. Can you imagine looking like a cross between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? I would never have a bad day. I would never have a bad day. Are you kidding me? The minute I started to get depressed, I'd just go to a mirror. Shiloh Jolie looks like a baby Angelina Jolie. Oh my, I would murder my entire family to have the genes of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Are you kidding me? Now, Brad Pitt's an awful father. Hence why she's petitioning, or I don't know Shiloh Jolie's gender. Because at one point she was like 3 years old and they were like, he's transgender, call him John. And it was like, okay. But now I think, I don't know what she is. I don't really care. If I know too much about Shiloh Jolie, call the cops. You know what I mean? But Shiloh is petitioning to have her name just be Shiloh Jolie, take off the pit. I don't want to be reminded of that pig. He's apparently an awful father. He was an awful father. He was abusive, a drunk. These are all alleged things that have come out from the kids. Can't wait to read their tell-all books. Oh my God, I can't wait. Please talk about a reality show I'd watch. I'd watch the Jolie kids. That's even a better title. The Jolie kids, they would never. They're too cool. They have millions of dollars, amazing genetics. Even the adopted kids are gorgeous. That entire family is gorgeous. The best, the most amazing looking mother, the humanitarian supermodel mother, actress. Now, she did make out with her brother, and she did the vial of blood from Billy Bob Thornton. That wasn't that creepy to me. That's love. But she did have a weird youth. I'll say that. But now, I mean, she's like amazing. Can you imagine Angelina Jolie being your mother? But yeah, I guess Brad Pitt, I can't wait to read the tell-alls because Brad Pitt really did a number on those kids to the point where they're like, fuck you. Like Pax or something was posting on Instagram. He posted a story that was just like, hey, happy Father's Day. My father's a fucking asshole. I hate him. And Shiloh Jolie is like, yeah, don't ever call me Shiloh Jolie Pitt. That guy's a monster. Like, it's just crazy. I want to know what the fuck happened. Because I never would have pegged Brad Pitt as like a monster. I mean, if anything, I was like, he probably just has like a smaller penis. Like, there's always something wrong with somebody. You know what I mean? Angelina Jolie is perfect, but she did make out with her brother. You know, Brad Pitt is perfect, but, you know, maybe he has a micro penis. But no, he's just a drunk, abusive person. That's crazy. You know, he didn't have kids until he was with Angelina Jolie, and maybe he should never have had kids. He should have stayed with Jen Aniston. They could just be cool, you know, stoner drunk couple. He seemed like he was fit for Jen Aniston. It's very weird to think about Brad Pitt as being like an awful person, because you just never, I don't know when we would have ever saw that if he had never had kids, because it seems like he was just abusive to these fucking kids, even his own bio kids, you know, very weird shit. But good for her, them, it. I don't know what is this? She's going by her. I mean, but it's NBC News. They don't respect pronouns. You know what I mean? 18th birthday. Gosh, she's going to be 18. That's fucking crazy. Stay away, Crystalia. Buzz off, John Mayer. 18-year-old daughter wants to change her name. Sources say Chanel wants to go by Shiloh Jolie. Great name. Shiloh Jolie. Reps didn't respond. This is not the first of the couple's children to drop the Pitt surname. Zahara Marley Jolie did. Great name as well. Zahara. Zahara Marley Jolie did in 2022. So they're all dropping Pitt. They're just like, fuck this guy. I mean, it seems like he doesn't want a relationship with the kid. This is kind of nice for him, I'm sure. They all just say fuck off. And he's like, great. I wonder if he still has to pay for them. I mean, I know that I think they're all almost 18. Because then he'll be free. He doesn't have to pay anything. Not that that matters. Angelina Jolie, you know, has bajillions of dollars. We wish the best for Shiloh. Oh, my God. Her name is Shiloh Nouvel. God, she's so cool. I would never say an 18-year-old is cool, but, like, man. Her name's Shiloh Nouvel. She's going to be a cool person, I hope. I hope she's a cool person. Angelina Jolie seems to raise really cool people that are private, so that's really exciting. I hope I never learn another thing about her kids and they just are successful and have good lives. That's what I'd want most. What else? Oh, Louisiana. This is a weird law that I'm kind of concerned about this law. Louisiana lawmakers approve surgical castration option for those found guilty of sex crimes against kids. Now, off the bat, right away, that headline, I go, fuck yeah. If you've been found guilty of sexually assaulting a kid, yeah, you should be castrated. 93-95% of sexual assaults against children are men. So that's why they're, you know, I know I can just hear men going, women can rape too. What about equality? Women do it too. It's not all men. You know, men live in their own fucking fantasy land where that's a reasonable argument. And it's absolutely absurd. Men, shut the fuck up. We know that women can be predators, but it's far less. You know, it's like, yeah, man, did you hear about the shark attack that happened? Well, tadpoles, jellyfish sting. I know sharks attack, but jellyfish sting. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Louisiana judges could order surgical castration for people convicted of sex crimes against young children under legislation approved Monday. And if Republican Governor Jeff Landry signs it into law, the state apparently would be the first with such punishment. So this is where I'm getting a little wary. The GOP-controlled legislature. The GOP-controlled legislature passed the bill. Dude, I can't talk. I'm thinking about castration. The GOP-controlled legislature passed the bill giving judges the options to sentence someone to surgical castration after the person had been convicted of certain aggravated sex crimes, including rape, incest and molestation against a child under 13. Okay, that makes me feel better, because when I heard GOP pass this bill and they were talking about sex crimes against kids, I immediately thought, oh, this is how they're going to castrate drag queens. That's where my first thought went, was like, oh, they're going to say, like, if a kid's sees a drag show, then that's a sex crime. And then they're going to be like, castrate Sasha Velour, or, you know, whatever fucking drag queen, you know, is performing. Time to castrate Trixie Mattel. That's sex crime. But now that they're saying aggravated sex crime, rape, incest, molestation, now I'm happy again. It's very surprising that the GOP has led this. I'm very like, what happened? Did somebody's cousin get touched? Did somebody, some Republican's cousin get offended? It's kind of nice. I'm all for it. As long as it's like very, very proven, you know, you don't want to go castrating people. Not that, you know, not that a lot of 13-year-old and under kids are lying if anything happens to them. But, you know, you never can be sure. I don't fucking know. I mean, as long as it's proven, then I support a full castration. I mean, some men, the way they look at my fiance in public, I feel like they should be castrated. Not all men are bad. I'm not saying all men are bad, but some of them need to get it together. A little castration never hurt nobody, as my grandma said. She used to say that all the time at Thanksgiving. She had dementia. We'd be like, oh, these potatoes are great. And she'd say, a little castration never hurt nobody. And we'd say, we got to put her down. Can we castrate this bitch? For more than 16 years, judges in Louisiana have been allowed to order those convicted of such crimes to receive chemical castration, though the punishment is rarely used. So while they can sentence people to chemical castration now, they never do. You know. It's a lot of male judges going, oh, boy, I don't know if I can do that. But now chemical castration uses medications. So basically, chemical castration blocks testosterone production and decreases sex drive. Surgical castration is a much more invasive procedure. Can we just chop it all off? Look, it goes back to, like, if you can convince people that, you know, they should be scared of burning in hell and to give them half of your income every month, you should be a cult leader. If you can commit a heinous sex crime against a child, you should be okay with losing all of your genitalia. Why can't we just have Alec Baldwin come in and shoot you in the face? Who's defending that? I'm sure I will hear about some men being like, if you've done anything to a child, you should... you know, prison, but don't, you can't get castrated. That's crazy. You can't just come anymore just because what, you touched a kid? That's exactly what that means, Ryan. I'm very surprised that this is GOP led. I hope that this becomes a nationwide thing. I would love to see this at a federal level. It'd be great. You know, and I'm, you know, a clitorectomy, if you ever find a woman, you know, fucking with a kid, doesn't happen much. But sure, a clitorectomy. Take it off. That thing has 8,000 nerve endings. I want them all singed off. All right, before we get out of here, I do have to recommend another movie. We're going to call this one the, what is a lot of documentaries I've been talking about? One, two documentaries in a reality show, and now a movie. Sorry, guys. This is just a heavy, here's what I've watched episode. I do have to recommend this, though. It is on HBO. I'm an HBO whore, if you couldn't tell. Dude, I fuck with HBO. It is worth $16 now? $17 a month? It's worth it. If you want my login, just DM me. I'll ignore you. This movie is called The Great Lillian Hall. I think it was loosely based on a true story, very loosely. It's about the Titanic. No. This is a story. It's a movie starring Jessica Lange, who I absolutely love. There are a few actresses who I absolutely adore. It's usually just actresses. The actors I like are all dead. James Gandolfini, Philip Seymour Hall, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Philip Seymour Hall. Jessica Lange is one of them. I will watch anything that Jessica Lange is in. Same with, like, who's another one? I love, like, I guess that's it. I really like Jessica Lange. I really like Sarah Paulson. I'll watch almost anything she's in. Jessica Chastain, I think, is fantastic. There's others that I'm definitely leaving out. Can't think of any. But Jessica Lange plays an aging, you know, obviously an older woman who's a theater actor. And she just kind of is losing her mind a bit. And she's diagnosed with a form of dementia. And it's kind of her just struggling with, you know, can she pull off being in a play while having dementia? It's kind of crazy in that way. I mean, it's early onset, but I think it's early onset. I don't even know. It also has Kathy Bates in it, who's kind of like her assistant. And I got to tell you, just so you know, before you put this on, that's fucking Kathy Bates in the movie. She looks so different. And you know why? Ozempic. It has to be Ozempic. I've never seen Kathy Bates so skinny, honey. This is Ozathy Bates, okay? She is skinny. I've never seen Kathy Bates this way. She looks good. She's always looked good, but she's always been heavier. But she looks skinny. She had longer hair in the film. She looks like she's 36, bitch. Oh my God. I was like, Kathy, you get on that Ozathy. I love it. I love Kathy Bates too. She's another one. I'll watch anything she's in. I guess I just like the old school American Horror Story cast. Minus Emma Roberts. And definitely, I love Evan Peters. But yeah, Kathy Bates, Jessica Lange, Sarah Paulson, Dream Blunt rotation. Who else is in it? Pierce Brosnan is randomly in it. It's good. And Lily Rabe. Another fucking American psycho horror movie. American Horror Stories. Lily Rabe is in it. She's very good. Very fucking good. It's a great movie. It's very sad. If you're not prepared to be sad, then, you know, put it on anyways. I don't give a fuck. Do it. It's really, really good. Jessica Lange, I hope she gets awards for this. I hope Lily Rabe gets awards for this. They deserve awards. Kathy Bates, I love. She should get an award for most weight loss, bitch, because holy shit. Most prescriptions of Ozempic on hand. What is she, Drake? It's a really good movie. I'd absolutely recommend checking it out. It was fantastic. Here's my recommendation. You watch The Great Lillian Hall on HBO. And then after that, go watch the Nick Carter documentary on HBO. A little palate cleanser. You know what I mean? One's a good movie. One's just, what the fuck are we doing? And then you can go over to Netflix and watch the Dancing for the Devil, the 7M TikTok bullshit documentary. And then you can go to bed. And you can say, I'm so happy that I don't have 7 kids. That I don't have to wake up to 7 fucking kids screaming every day like I'm Hilaria fucking Baldwin. Do you think that she actually talks to those kids? No. They've got 45 nannies in that house. You know what I mean? Hide the guns from the Baldwins. All right. Until next time, stay gay. Enjoy the gay pride month. Stay even gayer. Be gay as you want. Gay, gay, gay. See ya.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.